Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith, donned in his military salute to service sweatshirt like a lot of the players are. And this is really an important game on Sunday, saluting the military, not even just the game or the week, but this is something you guys really pay close attention to, and it's important to you all year long.
Well, it really is. I mean, we owe so much to the men and women in our armed forces, and any opportunity that we get to thank them, to recognize them, to have them come and be a part of what we're doing is special for us. We enjoy it. We enjoy their company. We have a barbecue that we put on this week, and you know, they'll go over to practice as well, and then certainly the recognition during the game on Sunday as well.
Well, and we were talking to some of the players down in the locker room about them being out there at practice and really how much it means to them. You know, it inspires them out there on the field when they see them coming out there in their uniforms. It just kind of picks up the pace of practice. But also, these guys don't just leave it there. They get to know them. They exchange phone numbers. And it's such a relationship that you really don't, I don't think I've seen with any other team from top to bottom, from Mr. McNair down, all the way down to the players.
Well, it's important. And the good people, good genuine people that are supporting us, that are protecting us. And I think it's great that our players really connect with them the way that they do.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what we started to talk about last week, and that was Ryan Mallett making his first NFL start here, not really knowing what to expect. Now we saw it. Just your overall thoughts of what you saw from him.
Yeah, very pleased with the way that he really had command of the offense and his leadership. That was one of the biggest things that I saw that I was impressed with. The tempo that he ran the offense with, as well as just the command in terms of his reads and where the ball should go and getting us in the right play. His accuracy was good, so I was really impressed with what I saw. It's a good start. It's just a start, but it absolutely gives us a lot of confidence that he'll be able to go out here on our home field and play good football on Sunday.
You know, every week you're talking to me and telling me about, you know, just a huge part of your job is scouting and evaluating and looking at players. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time looking at him, scouting him. You probably knew what to expect, what his physical abilities were, but when you saw it out there in a real live game situation, would you say he lived up to, exceeded your expectations, was exactly what you thought you'd see?
Well, some of the things that we learned when we executed the trade and then he comes into our building, you know, some of those intangible other things that you don't know about, the work ethic, how he approaches the week, we started to see, or at least I had an opportunity to watch him prepare each week. And what I saw was a guy that came in early, was in the film room, who always had his iPad with him, looking at tape, looking at film, in the training room, taking care of his body, staying late after practice, asking the receivers and the tight ends and the running backs to run routes for him after practice. And then you saw him going through a lot of mental reps, even when he wasn't taking physical reps. And so from a preparation standpoint, that was good. And then when he had his opportunity last week in practice, you saw some of those same things. And so what you hope is that when the game comes, he can transfer those things from the practice field, from the meeting room, to the game. And fortunately, he was able to do that. That's the thing that you just don't know. You can see a guy in a practice setting and in a setting that doesn't have the pressure that the actual game has, and what you do is you hope that the guy can carry that to the game, and what he was able to do was successfully do that last Sunday, and hopefully he can continue to do that.
Was it a fine line for you, because it's like, and not any disrespect to any other quarterback on this team or anything like that, but to you look at him and go, wow, you know, maybe we could have used this all season long, versus him being that successful out there this weekend because the right amount of time was given for him to get ready and prepare?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you know my personal philosophy with respect to that, and all things work together for the good and in their own time. And so I do believe that the fact that he was successful is a result of the time that he's had here, and it's the result of the fact that that was the right set of circumstances for him to go play. I don't look and say, wow, he could have done that before, because we don't know that that's the case. And so what I do know is how he played last week, and what I do know is that he's got to put another good week together of practice and preparation, as, you know, our whole football team needs to do, so that we can go out and play a good game on Sunday against a quality football team.
Not really a lot going on in the transaction department for you, a little bit, but, you know, one name, of course, we just saw Ben Tate up in Cleveland released by the Browns. A couple running backs in the NFL let go. Any thoughts or, you know, when you see something like that, obviously he was here, any thoughts about bringing a guy like that back here?
Well, anytime, and we've talked about this often, anytime that there are players that are available that are good football players, then we have to go through our due diligence and talk about whether or not our football team is improved with the addition of another player. And so we, you know, always have those conversations, and we make the decisions based on what we think is in the best interest of the football team. And you're right, there are, but that's every week, Patty. That's every day that we get that waiver wire. And Brian Gain and the pro staff, they do an outstanding job of always keeping me informed of what the marketplace looks like. And if there are players that become available via the waiver wire that they think can help us, then we have those discussions all the time.
You know, you are such a cross your T and dot your I guy, and here we are 11, 12 weeks into the season now, kind of, you know, not close enough to the playoffs yet to be thinking playoffs, but pretty deep into the season where people, you know, it becomes somewhat of a grind. From your standpoint, what do you do as a leader of this franchise to kind of to keep everybody dotting those I's and crossing those T's?
Well, it's, you know, it's human nature to become comfortable. And as a leader, you've got to make sure that you are continuing to set the standard for the group. And so from my perspective, it's just a matter to make sure that we are all focused on the details, that we're paying attention, that we don't fall into the rhythm and the rut of the grind, but that we're always pushing ourselves to continue to improve. And as the leader and as a guy who is responsible for training other leaders and leading other leaders who then have the responsibility to filter that through the organization, it's important that we talk about that. In fact, I had a meeting today with our leadership group and reminded them about that, and to make sure that we continue to operate at a standard that is the best.
All right, we've got Cincinnati Bengals at hand. Just when you look at them, just the biggest challenges that they pose for you.
Yeah, really good football team, really talented football team throughout. You know, obviously the quarterback position is stable for them with Andy, and he's done a nice job for them. He had a rough game a couple games ago, but really played well on the road last week in New Orleans. A.J. Green, you know, Grisham, the tight end, they've got solid offensive line. They've got a running back from LSU and another young man that's coming back that's been hurt, that's a different style running back. So they present, you know, problems for you offensively and defensively. You know, Marvin Lewis, you know, is one of the all-time great defensive coordinators in this league, and has always had teams that play physical, sound football. So it's a really well-constructed roster. And with good schemes and good coaching. And so it's a heck of a challenge for us.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. As always, we have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hit the road, head to Verizon Wireless, and catch up with A.J. Boyer and Daryl Morris. Stay with us.